online at near.ie, and on air across northeast Dublin. 90.3, this is Near FM.
Down in the sight, watching the world go by. Just being by my side, waiting for what's mine.
Good morning. It's that was Ciarán Brennan's new EP. Is coming out on the 1st of March. This is Robbie Brennan with you till 11 o'clock on the Lifeline Show. I'm here joined in the studio with Darren Conway, who is, I've seen on Facebook a few times. He's got these little captions, I suppose you could call them short films and short sketches. Darren is an up-and-coming comedian, bit nuts in a way, you know what I mean? But you get around that, you know. We'll play a few little of his videos now soon, but you'd have to catch them really on Facebook. So, good morning, Darren.
Good morning. How's it going? Good.
You'd be Facebook famous now at this stage, wouldn't you?
Facebook famous.
Well, I suppose after 1 year, 2,000 likes, you know, which is a bit of an accomplishment in itself, isn't it? You know?
Well, 2,000 could be 3 or 4 in the next week, because they keep just going up and up. Like,
that's it. We're being on the show now as well. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, not sitting here for nothing, I suppose.
So, how did it start? How did it come across?
I just always had an interest in comedy, and I used to always watch Jim Carrey and all Adam Sandler
Jim Carrey actually stands out when you're
the major influences, and I was why can't I not do that so I said it's possible, there's something I can do, but I didn't know what to do. So I just started making the videos because I kind of seeing other people doing it, and I was I'll just do it,
So what were you in school, were you a bit of a fruit loop?
were you
a messer, or did you get around, you know?
I always mess, but I got the work done, at the end of the day. But I was always the messing type where I'd mess to an extent, and then, just as I got caught, I'd calm down. And then when they calm down, I keep going. When they stop calming down,
To get everybody else into trouble. And,
make faces and...
Yeah, cool. I was looking at a few of them last night, the ones at the wheel, you'd have to be a bit brave now, you know what I mean? Because there's one on the bus where I was talking to you a few minutes about it, you know. I'll probably play it in a bit, but it's just you get on the bus and you walk in front of all the people from the back to the front. And if anybody wants to look on Facebook this morning, it's Darren Conway Creations will be the page. You'll see a couple of his videos, and you could text us in on 087-694-4500 to tell us what you really think of them. You know, they're pretty cool, you know. They make you laugh, get you started off on the day. But the one where he just walks from the back of the bus to the front and singing Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round and gets off the bus, which is just
it's crazy really when you think of it, but
you need to go right into things, don't you?
Have to build yourself up for it. There's plenty of opportunities where two of my friends or something are saying, go on, do something else, do a different song, or scream or shout or something on the bus, and they think that I'm just capable of just getting up and doing it, but it's
nerve-wracking, I suppose.
It's a psychological thing.
I suppose if you started from, where's it, Liffey Valley, 79 starts now, and you got to Kilbarrick when you just got the guts up to do it.
I'm thinking about setting up a show on a bus, getting audience and all on the bus. And going mad.
Well, let's say you were on Facebook a while ago asking for extras for a new thing you're bringing out. It's a short film.
Yeah.
Where your best friend is a pineapple.
As weird as it sounds,
It's just deadly. Then you actually got loads of extras as well.
Yeah. I got a couple of close friends, and they kind of helped me out. It was a pub scene. Right. So they helped me out, and it was great. It went really well and all, but it goes to show you who's there for you, you know, because a lot of people just weren't there to do it when I asked them.
They probably thought you were messing because you're
would you take me serious if you spotted what you're saying?
Exactly. I was saying about the videos now, would you ever find anyone getting back to you saying it's offensive or something that they didn't stuff like that? I know your granny's probably gone mad at you because you burnt that house down and stuff.
Talk about that
in a minute, you know. But go ahead, does anyone freak out?
more, not like more offensive, like it'd be more like
just, well, there's nothing really
why are you people. Doing it? Why, yeah, what, right. What's the idea behind it? Like, and agent and stuff like that, you know, it's just one letter words, really.
All right. Well, with someone will let you hear on your videos, if people look in smart, they'll understand that bit, you know. It's all good anyway, you know what I mean? But the thing with, you know, the Home Alone, you're doing a video with Jamie J. Carr.
Yeah.
That's Jamie's, one of the DJs in here as well, you know, he does a lot of footage, you know, with Angie over there as well, you know. Angie McAvoy is here today with Darren, she's one of his mates. She's getting a job in here soon, I think, because she's here more than I am.
Oh, yeah?
You know, she had more interviews in here than anyone else, you know.
I think she's part of the furniture now.
That's it. But, the Home Alone, where did this come from? Like, it was just
two friends and just going for something, because like, we're both doing the same thing, you know, and just... like wanting to do something, so we were just like sitting around, we were like, what we do. It was like all improv, like, you know, like it wasn't no lines or anything, it just kind of happened on the spot. we just winged the whole thing.
Well, like, some of your videos going for 7 seconds, that went on for 5.5 minutes or something.
Yeah, 5.5, yeah, yeah, so yeah.
I was thinking, how long would it take? Like, some good parts, and like, if you've makeup and all on in that one, you know what I mean? So,
It's just like basically grab anything you can around, just what would be the funniest, like the part where I'm lying in the kitchen. And he goes in and the pots and pans and the cornflakes all over me and all. So just use everything to your advantage, like, you know.
Yeah, cool. Just like, I'm actually, like, I've seen most of the videos. So that's why I'm probably laughing here so much. You'd have to see them, really, you know what I mean? It's just, it's deadly, you know.
You have to see it to believe it.
That's it, yeah. I've just there, I've got one here that I'm going to play. I think it'll come up now, the sound, but it's only the sound, so people will only hear that. They'd have to tune into the video. But this is called How I Think My Girlfriend. Or how I think girls see me when they make eye contact with them.
How I think girls see me when I make eye contact with them on the street. How they actually see me. Do you want to stay in my house?
See, like, that cracks me up, you know what I mean? It's funny, goes on live on the radio as well, too. But like, it's like when you look at it and the expressions on your face is just brilliant. It is Jim Carrey, isn't it? You know what I mean?
The funny thing is, like, I can't see it. Other people can see it. Like, I can't see how I'm funny or anything. Like, you know, I just don't find me funny, but like, the response makes it funny, like,
that's,
you know,
because
it tells me that I'm doing it right, like, you know.
Look, it's like, you actually do these things at home on your own. You know what I mean?
It's kind of saying, you know.
Yeah, well, I suppose hearing that, like, doing things at home on their own, is it's just when you actually look at them, look, it's like you'd be at home and, like, there's some, like, where you're in the bath and stuff and there's a shark and we're like, I don't know. It's just the ones where Nidge, like, as he's looking at me, you know where I'm coming from, don't you? You know, it's like the one with Nidge. Like, when you use something off to tell you, like, Jeremy Coyle ones as well, like, my dad after 25 years, like, people really have to look at this, like, I swear to God, and get back on to me this morning. It's Darren Conway Creations, and you know what I'm talking about, you know, on Facebook. But it's just when you use them bits, you know, with Nidge, it's just send them back to yourself. They're deadly, you know what I mean?
But it hasn't been done, really. Like,
I think it's the first of its kind, really, in a way.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, say, in America, there's, like, things happening and all where, like, there's parodies of different comedy things, television programmes and all, but, like, in Ireland, I think they're waiting for someone like that.
That's it, exactly, you know what I mean?
Why not throw me in the deep end? Like,
But I do think, like, the ones, I think the very first one I seen was, I think it was your parents were going away for 2 weeks or something, wasn't it? They were getting bored in the house. So just to see you filming yourself and having the, we keep out the back garden and then back in the house and then up the stairs, and I'd say it takes a while, does it, to get something together like that?
Well, I started off, like, just on an iPhone, you know. That's all done on an iPhone. Everything I do was on an iPhone.
Right.
And it's just basically loads of apps that you chop and screw and add music off if you're adding music, and just basic stuff, like, anyone can do it. Then I got the camera there recently, and that's doing the short film and all, like, it'd be going higher quality, look, you know.
Yeah, you're actually you're in a video with Deanie as well. Deanie, he was actually on another radio program the other day. I don't know if I mentioned the station. You know, but rapper in Ballymun.
Yeah,
that's your reporter in that one. That's actually cool as well. You know,
so like, he kind of he kind of
came to you.
I think he kind of saying something there, and he kind of noticed that it'd work with him, and I just got on to him, and he got on to me and he asked me did I want to do a video for him and blah blah blah. He wanted me to be a news reporter, and the first one I done was it's Remedy, is another rapper, and he's in Finglas, and we raised the game, it was called, and I was covered in cocaine and stuff like that. Well, obviously flour, but that's it was crazy, you know.
It's just the parts you actually do, you do actually fit into them, even when you have a little, what's it called, the Owens put over the heads. Try to say Owens, and then he has over the head, the scarf or whatever, when you have you do actually look like a granny, you know what I mean? When you're doing the rap art, you do actually look when they're doing the part with cocaine, they do look like a junkie, I suppose, when they're doing the news report, you look like a news report. You can do everything really well, you actually do sketches quite well, you know what I mean? So you can be an actor in it as well,
That's the aim, really. It's to be a comedic actor.
Yeah.
More so than a stand-up comedian. But I like both sides of it, but I have to mingle with it,
Have you signed up to movie extras or anything like that?
No.
You should,
I'm crazy.
Just
sitting back. I am thinking of doing it, but where are you going to get from being an extra,
That's how you get picked up,
Yeah, true.
You'd be in front of the camera and you wouldn't see any of the actors.
just in my own world.
Because the only people you usually rehearse for is the people in the pub, isn't it? you're walking in the Shamrock and Finglas. Tell us a bit about that, how you got in, how you got on with the customers, because they just think you're nuts.
Most of them see me as just a lounge boy picking up glasses, blah blah blah, but I think the staff more so will be more aware to what I do, because I always do loads of impressions for them and stuff like that, and they seem to giggle at it, so I keep them entertained.
They should have a little stage up in the corner.
Sometimes I asked them and they just tell me to.
Now I'm actually going to play a bit of music for a second, and we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Yeah, that was Kieran Brennan again from his EP. It's coming out in March. I'll have to stop plugging Kieran. He's going to start me paying me for this plugging his EP, We've got Darren Conway here in the studio with us. He was nuts. He's a short film and short sketch comedian from Finglas, wouldn't it?
Sure, that'll be it,
Darren's up on Facebook. He's got this page called Darren Conway Creations. So if you want to know who I'm speaking to this morning, just get it up on Facebook. It's Darren Conway Creations, and he's loads of little sketches and all short films up there. And he's a bit mad, and I just keep laughing every time I look at him, so I'm just going to keep looking. I'll be fly. we got a few texts in there, but Joanne and Jamie are at home looking on the webcam, so give Jamie a wave there. He loves your little sketches and all, so he's it's one of your biggest fans, so Darren has over 2,000 likes on Facebook now within a couple of months, really. It's probably in about 6 months, wouldn't it be?
But
you'd have a lot more if I suppose it was on. You're on YouTube as well, aren't you?
I'm on YouTube, but it doesn't really get a reaction on YouTube. So hard.
Let's see, you'd have to put different videos all the time, wouldn't you?
I'm hoping for the pineapple video to kick it off, I think that could kick off the subscribers.
That's another video of Darren's coming out in a few weeks. It's a short film. It's about your best friend is a pineapple. Tell us how that started.
I was actually sitting in the kitchen one day and I was just seeing a pineapple, and I was just I don't know what happened. I just looked at it and I just fell in love with it, I started to dress it in clothes and all, and take it out on walks and all, that didn't happen. But I heard a song on the radio People Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend. I seen that film Ted.
Yeah.
And I said, like, what would be funnier than, like, a teddy bear, like, you know?
Right.
That talks and walks and smokes weird, like, yeah. What would be funnier than that, like, and I was just top of pineapple. Okay. Went from there, like.
Cool. I don't know. The ideas, I just, I'm mad as balloons, yeah.
That's another thing. It's real, people think I'm crazy or something, but, yeah. Like, it's just... I just think it's comedy, well, like, you know.
It. Like, it is going to be, hopefully, that something that will get you going and pay a job for the rest of your life, I suppose, you know.
That's what I want, yeah.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. So yeah. You do actually switch off from that as well.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, because you go home and they're sitting on your own and you look at a pineapple, man, you know what I mean? So it's just...
happen, by the way. It was just a joke. Yeah.
But it's deadly. It seems to be working out anyway.
Yeah.
Deadly, you know.
I've, like, loads of people in on it, like, you know, that say, like, a local singer.
Yeah.
And then she's going to do the cover song for the song over it. It's like a montage through it, you know? Right. So, like, there'll be, like, no one of them cheesy 80s songs.
Right.
Like.
Cool. Deadly. We have another one. There's, you see, the sketches that Darren does have up on Facebook is, there's one where he's dressed up as, who is it, her auntie, is it?
It's, I don't know who it is. Yeah.
But every time people are out there hear a video, it's you as all the voices, you know what I mean? So it's different. It'd be you holding the camera at one place and then you go to another part and it's you dressed up as a woman and then whatever. So if people are listening to this sketch, this is just a short sketch I put on for a couple of seconds. They only go on for 25 seconds or so, and there's a few go on for about 5 minutes and that, but this is just a short one of Darren's, and if you want to have a look at them, get them up on Facebook and Darren Conway's creations, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So... no, hold on, let's start again.
No sound there. Do you want me to do a voiceover?
You could actually, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, look at him there, he's all grown up. Give it to his Uncle Derek.
Thanks.
Yeah, just come here and have a look at you.
Get off me.
Get the fuck off me! Take a walking stick with you, you fucking Bible basher.
Wow, that's that was a
powerful stuff, really.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that one, but some of them can be a bit mad, but some of them can't. But that's actually a good one, you know. So if you actually look at the video, you know exactly where you're coming from, you know.
Yeah. I think, like, more people are gonna run rather than anything. You know,
When they see them, when they see the way they could turn out, like when they're looking at the video, you know exactly who you are, how it gets across, and. Kids love it, like 2,000 likes in less than a couple of months. Well, not kids, you know, adults, people out there, you know. But yeah, text line is 087-69-44-500. We might actually get a couple of texts after that one, you know. But yeah, we find a few nice ones now in a few minutes as well, you know. But where are we? Yeah, your family.
Yeah.
Tell us about the thing about the house burning down. How did this happen? Like, how did it come across? Or the kitchen? Just is it alright to talk about that? Did you have a granny back to you when you get home or something?
No, I don't think they'd be listening in all fairness. Put up with it me enough, you know.
You were doing one of your sketches, were you?
No, that's actually the funny thing. No, it's just it turned into a video though.
Right.
Like I was making a couple of chips and I went to the room and the pan was on a pot with the grease in it was on the highest, and thought we cool to leave the room, so I left the room for a good 15 minutes, and eventually I came back in and the pot was in flames, so I threw water over it
and it went even more
right up past my face, looking on the ceiling, and I was kind of shocked, and I went in to get my nanny was saying call a fire brigade or something, and she was saying it's just no response, like, you know, because she's so used to me messing all the time that she thought this was another video. Like.
So the first thing you could think of was, like, get my camera and make a video.
Yeah.
So did you actually get the fire brigade or what did you say?
No.
Eventually, and you got your camera and done a video.
My nanny came in with a towel and just threw it over it. So that's the sensible thing to do. Like, I didn't know. I'm not used to flaming pots in the kitchen, like. Stuff happens. So. Free kitchen, new kitchen. Insurance, free kitchen.
Wow, sweet. So that was just, See, people have to actually look at what's going on Facebook this morning so they know exactly who I'm talking to, because they just think. Mad, but the ones, you've got another one. you know, I was talking about the one Wheels on the Bus. I was trying to get it up on YouTube, but the Wheels on the Bus go round and round, right, which you sing on the bus. But you sing another one, it's Loving You. Do you want to give us a quick song of that? Would I hear? you know that song, Loving You. I'm not going to do it.
Loving You.
That song, yeah.
That's so a quick people sample. Voice is a bit husky.
Yeah, but you go up onto the front of the bus and you turn around and you start talking to people and just are singing it to people.
That's it. Singing it to me, well, not to myself, like singing it so people can hear me. So singing out loud, like, so people can hear me. On front of the bus. Oh, yeah. So now the funny thing is, like, I thought it was the stop I was getting off.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I'll do it now because my friend was holding the camera, and I was like, I'll do it now because I'm getting off here. And then it turns out that I was waiting like another few minutes to get off the stop, so I was up on the bus on my own, and someone just said it was a Fruit Loop. So
and you got away with it in the end, like.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going, I was sticking on a song here for a couple of minutes. I was going to put on Firestarter, Prodigy, because the Fionn Nanny's Kitchen, you know what I mean? But
right,
we won't.
You can play it if you want.
I think I'm just hoping this is Blondie now, so we can put on, and we'll come back to it in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Are we?
Sure thing.
How are you, Darren?
All right.
We're here with Darren Conway. Darren, I've seen Darren on Facebook a while ago, and we got him on the show this morning. One of my mates got in touch with me last night about it. It was just getting him on because he's an up-and-coming comedian. Well, definitely a comedian. You know, he's short sketches, short films all over Facebook. He's up to a couple of thousand likes now within a couple of months. And he's just basically nuts. So if you go on to Darren Conway's creations on Facebook, you'll see it's just... three words, I suppose, Darren Conway's creations. And you get on Facebook and see what videos he just stick up and that, you know. So I'm actually going to play another one of his sketches now, but this is just certain things that he does. He goes into public places and doesn't get naked or anything now, you know. That's probably one of your next ones, is it? No.
It's in progress.
Yeah, but these are a lot funnier. They're just things that haven't been thought of, you know what I mean. They're brilliant, aren't they? Just improv, just
On the spot,
just
not knowing what song you're gonna sing, just doing it
in public. So this is on a bus going, getting off at the wrong stop or something. But this is just a taste of what Darren would do, and people just kind of look at him and go, "What the is going on?" You know. So yeah, we just if it'll play for us straight away. But
loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful.
Right, that's just one of his sketches, but if you can actually picture it, like just standing on a bus in front of a lot of people and all of a sudden this guy stands up and starts singing Loving You, you'll get exactly what way he is. But you know, if you picture Jim Carrey, you won't picture Darren, but you'll picture the expressions that you see on his face sometimes. He's just absolutely hilarious. So get on it. And if you want to text us in, it's 087-69-44-500. Some of his stuff is mental, you know, but he's trying to get up to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 likes, so you can get him on Facebook plus, as well, you know, plus, yeah, and you can get him on YouTube. And he's got a new short sketch film coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called
The Pineapple of My Eye, the working title.
The working title. So and he's actually looking for songs. What's the songs you're kind of looking for?
Genre would be 80s music.
Yeah,
you know, not that cheesy kind of music. That's really like, it's good music. I like 80s music. Yeah. Like, and just looking for a song that would suit two friends, you know, rather than a fella and a pineapple, because that just doesn't.
I like looking at the film Ted, you know what I mean? But like,
true, yeah.
It's totally different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Same idea, yeah. Kind of, but.
Yeah. Is there any action scenes or anything in the movie? Or in
actions.
Action, you know, action parts, like as in, like.
Yeah.
So you get like a, you know, the music as well.
The turning point, the whole thing will change.
Yeah,
the whole idea of the whole thing will change. But that's all I'm saying, because
you don't ruin it.
Yeah.
So people could actually send well, even PM you their tunes that you like to hear on a movie. Yeah, you can pick out the best, you know.
Yeah.
So you're saying as well,
people that are listening that are upcoming bands or local bands like that are around Dublin and all that will be interested in pitching me their song, like, you know.
Deadly.
I would use it in the thing, in the video.
So who, I suppose you'd probably direct it, produce it and all that yourself.
I've actually came across a guy recently, and he works with Sony Vegas at editing and stuff, and he said that he wanted to, like, edit my stuff for me, like. So I had the idea for the pineapple for months. while I was doing all these little things, like, I wanted to do it, didn't know how to do it. I was saving up for a laptop and everything, and this guy just comes out an hour and just kind of says, like, I want to do this, like, you know. And so he's as keen as I am, like, you know. So.
Cool, pineapple. And who's the cameraman? Who'd you get to do the cameraman this time? Because you'd usually do
He's really good with the camera, like, you know. He actually, we done a small thing, a sketch, after the pub one night, and it was just basically me. When someone asks you if you're waiting on the bus, and they say, "Are you waiting on the bus?" And you're like, "Of course, I'm waiting on the bus. I'm at the bus stop."
I actually seen that one.
And I scream it, looking out, because people, you'd be dying to scream, like, you know.
I don't know. I can't get around to him talking. You know?
He recorded that, so that's when I knew that he could. We could be onto something, like,
I was saying to you earlier, you you done acting classes and stuff like that, didn't you? You know what I mean?
But, I dabbled in it, like, you know, tried different places and all, but I never found my feet in any of them, And I just think that it was more drama. And I was like, I wanted to be an actor, you know, and, like, I loved acting, and it's only recently that I kind of found my comedy voice, you know. That's how the road I want to go, like, because I've always loved it, like, you know, like, obviously, but it's just I didn't know what the road was I was taking, like, with the drama and stuff, so I kind of just, why not just start making these videos?
Guys, I don't know. I can't even remember where I was going to say now. It's just the ones with Nidge and all that, you know, the way you
say this.
Is there any coursing in this one before I play, or is it all right? How do we know? You know,
probably Nidge's courses.
No, so we'll go for it anyway. All right. These are parts from Nidge talking to Darren in one of his sketches.
I'm gonna smash every one of your fucking teeth in.
I haven't got any.
Right, that's
you see. I thought it wasn't me coursing.
Yeah, it was Nidge coursing out of Love Hate. Yeah, because it's actually it'd be a take from Love Hate, and then it'd be you. So you actually mix these things in together. I just think it's a great thing that people haven't thought about before, you know. But there's a couple more. There was one I was watching last night where Nidge is at the awards. You know the awards he was going for.
Yeah, and it's his real voice.
And it's his real voice. Yeah, which is a bit scary. Like, loads of people haven't even seen him that way, I suppose. You know. So if we could even find it, we could stick that on straight away. But it's just, it's a great way you come across and you say these things. Like, it just, and how you come up with it, it's so original.
I just don't know. Like, it's just ideas that I have in my head that I want to use. Like, you know, and I don't think anyone's the same. Like, you know,
I'm just going to play another one here. This is you walking through the pub that you work in. It's just. I'd say the staff and people to just look at you and go, he's
crazy.
Nuts, you know?
Crazy.
Money for Jesus.
You need help, you
know. Right, this is just Darren walking through the Shamrock Pub and Famous where he walks, and going around with a poor box.
Poor box.
he wears a black shirt anyway, so he has like a.
The back of a beer mat, and I put it in the old collar and walked into the bar with all the old men and old women and asked for money for Jesus.
you can hear one of the customers there going, "You need help, you do." So it's like these are just the way you just come out and do things. deadly, you know. And we're going to go to a quick tune now, and we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Cheers. With Darren Conway here. We've had Darren over the last hour, so it's actually filled in a good bit, haven't you, Darren?
Sure. Yeah.
Darren's just a up and coming comedian, I suppose you could say, from Finglas, and he works in Shamrock Lodge in Finglas, and he's a bit tapped.
Tapped. Not tapped.
That's what it is. It's just actually, I just think the stuff, I think you're on 21 years of age, talented to bits, yeah. You know what I mean? I think the stuff you have is brilliant. I think you should actually go on movie extras because you have the face and all for it, you know. And I'm not surprised you haven't got a girlfriend, because you'd probably slag her to bits and she'd bat you for most of the videos you do.
I don't think I'd survive.
That's another tune you have to do for your new video coming up for I Will Survive for the pineapple, you know. But we've Darren Conway's creation, to get him on Facebook, he's nearly up to 2,500 likes or so, but he wants to get up to 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 by the end of the year. Cause
1 million.
1 million. Because if you can already get 2,000 in 6 months, you have to be able to do something good,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But we had Angie and Becky. They said, oh my God, they're our biggest fans, you know what I mean? So you've loads of fans out there, you know? And of course, your granny and your mammy as well. So,
which who don't particularly like me at all.
Down the house, but that's another story. But I'm delighted to have you on this morning, man. Fair play.
I appreciate it a lot, honestly. Yeah.
Deadly. And you're looking for songs for your new film you're bringing out in a couple of weeks, which is
about two friends. Okay. It's a song for two friends.
Yeah. So if people get in touch with you on Facebook, it's Darren Conway's Creations.
Yeah.
And they can send you all the songs they want, and you pick out the best after you have a good listen.
Maybe
give them a mention. You know,
sure.
Sometime or whatever, you know. So, delighted to have you on, Darren Conway. Fair play.
Appreciate
that.
Thanks a lot, Roy.
And just a big shout out to other people that have texted in this morning of Darren's fans and whatever. And you'll catch the podcast up later on nearfm.ie. And text line is 0876944500. We'll be back in a few minutes.